can start. Okay, so thank you all for joining today. I'll introduce myself first. My name's Luisa. I'm 30 years old and I'm from Brazil. And I'm a member of the business development and marketing team at Bundy. Today's X-Space decided to host it to celebrate International Women's Day, which is tomorrow. And for that, I looked for women that have been making moves in order to make the Web3 space more welcoming for other women. So that's why I invited you to be here. And I'll start the session just telling a little bit about my start in this industry. It all began, my start in the Web3 and the blockchain space was very casual. And it was pretty much the result of both, let's say, fate, I don't know, and my own curiosity. I was born in Brasília, which is the capital of Brazil. And because of this, Brasília is a city where you'll find all the government and politicians and public servants. Like very few private companies, definitely not big ones like multinationals. So it's pretty much a political and administrative city. And back in 2016, I graduated from university marketing. And once I started looking for jobs in Brasília that would allow me to grow my expertise in marketing, I didn't have many options because mostly were like lawyer offices and some companies who were looking for someone to post on their social media or create their website. But everything was so boring. I found everything so boring. Like the jobs position that paid well were essentially boring. Maybe not the function, but the companies. They were not what I wanted to do. And then luckily in 2017, I did an interview for this startup that I had no idea what it was about. I just knew that it was for this marketing analyst position. I did the interview and then I got the job as a marketing analyst at this legal tech called Legal Labs. And on my first day there, I went to work. I sat with my in my desk with and it was in this big office area that I shared with 20 other guys who were devs who were coding all day. And then on my first day, I was like, okay, guys, so what do we do as a company here? Because I have no idea. And then they told me that, oh, we develop and sell AI-based softwares and we sell them to the legal department of other companies and public agencies, because this is what we had in Brasília. And they introduced me to the concept of blockchain and Web3. And my head kind of exploded because I had no idea that such thing existed. And that those guys who were my age and even younger, they could work with it. So because of my curiosity, I started researching about Web3, blockchain, and this was back in 2017, so a while ago. And I feel like I only developed my skills and knowledge because I was very curious and I would research a lot. And then I started consuming all types of content. I started diving on Web3 related websites. I started listening to podcasts, to watch YouTube videos. But I always had like this feeling that this was a men thing. Like back then, I would find a lot of men working in this field, but not many women. And there was this little feeling of like me not feeling confident enough to dive more into it. But after time, I started looking up, and eventually I realized that this whole industry, like it's not a boys' club, that there are so many incredible women in this field. And because I was so inspired by seeing these women working in this industry, I realized how important it is to give space and empower women to take a stand in this industry. So like this was my very start in this industry. And with that being said, I would love for our guest speakers to introduce themselves. So if Akina, you can introduce yourself, please.
Okay, hi. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's amazing to be here. So my name is Akina Ho. I'm the co-founder of Austar Woman DAO. I used to be in the corporate world all my life, from Charles Schwab, Silicon Valley, found a unicorn in Hong Kong and a tech startup in the Web2 space. And how did I get into Web3? Oh my God. So I fell in love with a 3D concept and I built a startup that kind of grew organically 46% month to month in revenue during COVID. And but the company I was working for was very traditional. They shut it down because they didn't understand what is a 3D marketplace for experiences all about. So, and then I left and I found the founder of Oslo Woman, and she shared me her concept of an investment DAO. So we got together and start building, and now we have close to over 90,000 followers worldwide. We have close to 800 ambassadors globally, whereby 60% are female entrepreneurs, founders, C-level executive, investors, and creators. 40% are middle management in and young professional in Web 2 and Web 3. 70% women and 30% men. We're launching our investment DAO very soon, especially it's perfect timing because the whole crypto world is back on fire, right? I think Bitcoin now is back up to 60-something thousand US dollars where it was before it crashed. So the so we're now exiting the winter time and into the springtime. I think this is just the beginning, and I can't wait to build out, you know, what a DAO should be, because I was also involved with the UK and Wales Law Commission for the regulations on DAOs with other lawyers and major experts around the world. And it's a place where it's safe for people to build businesses without the burden of hiring a CEO, CFO, marketing person, but leveraging the community to do most of the work needed and grow together and benefit together. So I'm just really happy that there is a platform that we include both men and women to support female entrepreneur or creators or businesses, you know, and men too, who supports women in the Web3 and Gen AI space. That's me. And I'm based in Hong Kong, for those who doesn't know.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for joining today. So Alexandra, if you can introduce yourself, please.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me, first of all. And it's lovely to hear, you know, your several stories, so many awesome women out there with their own, you know, separate communities, their separate companies, their very interesting backgrounds, as we're hearing. So in terms of me, I'm Alex. Feel free to call me Alex. I am Dutch, but I'm based in Italy since approximately 9 years now. I have a background mostly in law and political science. So prior to joining Web3, I really wanted to work in academia. I'm quite like an idealistic kind of person, right? I wanted to, what I call today, contribute to the legacy institutions, really, either as, for instance, a human rights or international law advocate or lawyer, or indeed even joining the political institutions. That was at least always my dream here. But then, you know, once that I was doing more and more and more research, I got, yeah, rather disappointed by the dysfunctioning of many of the public bodies that we have in our worlds. And I realized, you know, it's so much more interesting to be more at the forefront of where innovation and where inclusion and change is actually being built. So I started, this came together with the fact that I've been in the crypto space as a trader mostly from 2017. And I got more and more interested in, okay, what is behind all these coins that we're seeing, right? What is behind all those companies that we're seeing trading? And I started to study blockchain more and more and more. And I realized, wow, this is the industry I want to work in. So I joined a Web3 company a couple of years ago, a blockchain company based out of the UK. On the business side of things, I was really excited in the beginning, also a bit, I would say, colored by the beginner's syndrome, right? Am I good enough? Who am I to even join this space? I'm not a man, I can't even code. But it was lovely. The space was really welcoming. And today I'm the founder and CEO of Thrilled Labs, which is a free and open access business solution for Web3 professionals worldwide. And why I decided to build this company is because once I had joined this UK-based blockchain infrastructure company a couple of years ago, I observed that there were many challenges and inefficiencies in how we're doing business with one another globally in this space. And I thought, wow, I think that there's something that can be built here to bring everyone together. So yeah, happy to speak more about that later. Fundamentally, what we've done is you know, create this free and open access business solution. I will happily invite everyone to join. It's, again, it's free. And what is perhaps also interesting to mention immediately right now is that we also have a female community for female, you know, business professionals. So whether you're an investor, maybe you are a biz dev yourself, maybe you're a founder, an exec, a leader, and a lawyer, even in this space, whatnot. I do think that there is ample room for women in this space to really empower one another. So not only necessarily, you know, support and give advice and how do you join this space and how do you grow your careers, but really also collaborate more substantially in terms of deals, sort of in terms of collaborations and whatnot. So the community is called Access Gen and would very much also happily welcome anyone that wants to build together and kind of hustle together as well. So that's a very, very quick introduction from my side. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Alex. Since I learned about Thrilled and Ecstasy, I've been really fascinated with what you're building. And I think this is a type of community of work that really gets us somewhere as a whole. So next, please, Jamie, if you could introduce yourself.
Hey, Louisa, thank you so much for having me. So everyone, my name is Jemmy. It's an amazing opportunity to talk to so many amazing women in this space. So I'm a crypto influencer or a crypto host for the past more than 3 years, Resi. The reason why I wanted to get into the crypto space was because I wanted to learn about investment, and I feel really fortunate enough to get into some of the prominent crypto YouTube channels in the space. So one of the channels that I'm hosting for is called CoinSider. We have 300,000 subscribers right now, and we do a lot of deep analysis on different crypto projects. On top of that, I have my own channel. It's called Gem Crypto. And for that channel, I do a lot of like cold wallet reviews and sometimes project reviews as well.
Amazing. Yeah, I've been keeping up with your work for a while now. And I really love the content that you put on your YouTube page and your Twitter as well. And lastly, we have Christina. So if you can please just introduce yourself.
Hi, thank you, Louisa. It's great to be here and nice to meet everybody. A lot of great founders and great stories here. So about me, my name is Christina, and my journey into this space began, well, actually, let's go back to my background. I actually come from a finance background, which again is a male-dominated space. And I have always been interested in the startup space. And my journey into Web3 began without me even realizing it. Back in 2014, I joined a small startup in Sweden called Next Hub. And what we were building back then was a very new idea. We wanted to build a platform, a social media platform, where artists and creators could monetize from their followers and their channels. So basically they could control the advertisers and you know, decide who could advertise on their platform and charge, you know, and get a profit from the advertising revenue. But fast forward a few years later, you know, when crypto started gaining traction in the news, I joined Payru, and we started Payru as a centralized wallet. And right now, Payru is a decentralized multi-chain digital asset platform offering wallet, swap, and NFT services. But when we first started Payru, it was still quite new in this space. And as the space evolved and the technology became more available, we moved Payru into decentralized wallet. So I think at this point, I also got 2018, I started getting interested in trading crypto as well. And Coinbase had this great program where you could earn crypto by learning. And that was also how I onboarded this journey. And And I also started getting interested in the DeFi and NFTs and DAOs. And it's nice to see Akina here.
Hi.
Hi. I'm also a member of All Star Women DAO, and Yay. It's been a great, gathering there. We have a lot of female founders, and it's really inspiring to be a part of that group.
Great, thank you. You guys, everybody's welcome to join. Just tag me, and I'll add you in if you're really into building a community to invest in projects and also meet other people in the space.
I actually found every single one of you on the All Stars women group, so it works. In the matter of making connections, it definitely works. Okay, so after knowing a little bit about the beginning of your journey in Web3, I would love to jump on and I would love to hear your take and opinion on the matter of diversity in the Web3. If you guys believe that it's an equal playing field where women have the same opportunities and credibility as men, or if you haven't, and what's your opinion? Akina, you can start.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it was funny. I was actually at another event last night. It's all women, right? At night. And it was actually done by Launchpad. And it was like there were 60, 70 people, all women except for two men. But in the morning, I was also a speaker. I was at an event. It's an AI analytical summit. And then all the executives who were on stage all day were all men. I was the only woman, right? So I think from a Web3 perspective, we are more acceptance of a female to come in, but it also depends on the sector you're coming in the Web3 space, right? And I'm just talking from my own experience. I joined a few, community, and I was really shocked and surprised when I joined a crypto, really crypto-centric community. And I was actually immediately, when I joined and explained who I was and All-Star Woman and stuff, two men actually jumped out and said, "What are you doing here?" Right? So I kind of explained them myself, and then I said, "Well, let's connect, and I'll explain to you what All Star Woman's about." And then he said, "LinkedIn," and I said, "Let's LinkedIn, right?" He said, "LinkedIn." I said, "You are a boomer, and I only know Twitter, and Discord." So I'm like, "Wait a minute, did he just call me an old woman? Like, not fit for the crypto world." So, and then to other people who know me from this, from my past life, which I was in the real estate conglomerate side, asked me what the hell am I doing in the crypto space, because I came from a different industry. And I basically, normally I'm really polite, and I kind of got a little bit teed up and said, "Oh, because, I built a unicorn before, I want to do it now in the Web3 space." And I kind of silenced all of them in one go. But I think that it depends on which sector you're in. But, that's why with All Star Women, I want to make sure that we are very inclusive. You don't need to be in the Web3 space to join us. If you're curious and you want to know, you're welcome. I think one of the oddest requests to be in All Star Women was actually a retired teacher in the USA. She said, and she was so polite. She goes, "I don't know anything about Web3. I want to know what it is. I retired. I used to be a teacher. I'm not sure I'm too old for this, or I'm not in the space." I said, "Come, right? These are the people we want." And then there was a guy who was in the crypto space, and he was from India, and he said he's a hot shot, but his attitude was so overwhelmingly egotistic that I'm like, you are not welcome, right? So it just depends on what it is, what sector, your attitude, and then where you want to go. But I think overall, compared to Web2, Web3 is definitely much more open, much more accessible, much more friendly to all people joining and building. Or maybe it is because we are building and it's so new, right? And that there's just so much potential. I just feel like it's more opening. And I do advocate that, that because we're so new and so young and we're building, that we become more inclusive, open to others, because we don't know what it is going to become, right? So no competition, we're too early to fight. That's my message.
Amazing. I completely agree with you. And like a personal take that I have is I really believe that having like inclusion of women in this space is not just a matter of fairness or something like a value to you put to for a company to post on their website, but it's a strategic necessity.
Yeah.
Because this industry is like all of them, they serve women as well. Yep. It's not only a boys club. So having women building this whole industry, it's vital in the long run.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, so Alexandra, if you could share your opinions on the matter of diversity in the Web3, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. Wow, there was already so much, you know, packed in this previous answer. And I think fundamentally, what I would perhaps start with is that Web3, in my opinion, is indeed a very inclusive and merit-based space. That is something I cannot stop stressing. I meet so many awesome men or people, you know, who are, for instance, don't, you know, are perhaps non-binary or however one wants to label or qualify him or herself. I meet so many awesome people who are extremely empowering and welcoming and, you know, who welcome you in their companies, who are happy to jump on calls to provide advice, especially in the beginning. I remember when I was doing so much product market research for my own company, so many people are extremely welcoming. I remember taking that job, right, as a woman a couple of years ago in the Web3 space with basically no experience in the field. And it was a company of men who were willing to take me on board, not because I was a woman, but because they believed in my qualifications. So that must be said. Second, we're feeling almost a little bit threatened. I was recently at an event and I was sitting next to a guy during a VIP dinner, and he was basically complaining that, you know, that there's women being selected and promoted in his organization, fundamentally worse than he is, or he was supposedly, but just because they're a woman, right? Because they have to live up to certain standards, to certain quotas. And what I found interesting to observe is this almost kind of victimization from some men in the space. Let me put it like that. And I don't believe that's true. I believe that we're in a merit-based space that, you know, regardless of who you are or how you look like, everyone has the same fundamental chances. Having said that, there is a bunch of other parameters and factors that really do also influence your success, including, and that is something I want to mention here, your location and who you know, right? Not everyone in this space lives in the New Yorks, the Hong Kongs, the Londons, the Berlins. And if you are a great person, woman or man, in certain parts of the planet, it's very tricky to move yourself into this space. I encountered that myself. I mean, I'm from, you know, Europe, which is fundamentally a great place to be born and to become an entrepreneur in. But being here in Florence, Italy, without prior connections in the space, it was initially quite hard for me to onboard the space. And I see that happening with a lot of other people worldwide as well. And that leaves a lot of opportunity on the table for the system as a, you know, for the community and for the Web3 space as a whole. And that also brings me back to the idea of Thrilled Labs, why we are free and open access so that everyone can find each other globally to do business, to raise capital, you know, to work on collaborations, to hopefully find each other for jobs and whatnot. So knowing the right people still today is very, very important. And that bothers me because often the right people today are still men. And as we know, oftentimes these men bring certain biases and they like to promote or give their money to people who look like them. So that is definitely something to look out for. Another thing that I would maybe want to bring to the table about misconceptions is that we necessarily have to have a tech background. You know, as was previously mentioned, it's great to find female devs or technical, you know, women who are strongly, you know, developing and at the forefront of the space. But you don't necessarily have to be a technical person to become a founder. I'm a lawyer and political scientist, and I run a tech company. And you can learn down the road. You just have to get the right people around you who have the right, you know, expertise. So there is a lot in that regard. And then the final thing that I would like to mention here is that maybe we'll never, if you want to solve this, if this is really, really a problem, maybe we'll never really solve the whole idea of full inclusion and full empowerment in this space my mother, she was one of the first traders actually in the Amsterdam Stock Exchange in the 80s. There were only four women on the whole floor. And still today, there are barely any women there, right? I have also been a bartender, maybe a strange thing to mention here, for over 10 years because I always had to work while studying. And I was always the only female bartending in the place, or basically where the only female bartender in the place where I was, be it in the Netherlands or here in Italy. So there are just certain environments that fundamentally have a little bit less women. So yeah, those are just a couple of remarks from my side. Sorry for the rant, by the way.
And no, it, end of it's my, amazing.
No, it was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Female bartender are hot, so don't worry. No, I think you're right. It will be very foolish of us to think that we can, that there will be no bias, regardless against men or women or bias in anything, right? There will always be what I think we're all trying to do. And I think that the trend is try to make it better for those who are being, you know, minimized, right? Or being suppressed. That there is a space, a place for them to grow and get support. And that's all we can do, is that we can make it accessible, like what you're doing, right? It's just amazing. And the more it is, that's why I saw women, there's no competition. We support every organization, every community. People ask me, why are you helping other people in your community? Aren't you afraid that they'll steal your member? I said, there's too many people to even fight for. Go ahead. The more we share members, the stronger we are. As long as we have the same mindset, the same goal. Now, who cares? This is a supportive environment. There is no competition. There's no need. And that's where I feel that where Web3 is so different, is that it allows people to be more open and fair-minded and to help. Web2 is all about competition. It's pretty strange, and slowly I'm meeting, and even all the men that I on my panel, they're all like executive from banks, right? That are like the head of, you know, like strategy, data, AI, and all that. Because my panel was an AI, they're all men, but because on stage, you know, I'm pretty spicy, and for those who have seen me moderate or being a speaker, I speak my mind. I speak French too. I mean, like swearing words, not actual French, right? So, I mean, I make them. Like, treat me fair. Like, I'm on the same ground with you, though I'm not an executive of a big corporate bank, right? But, hey, what is the same level and sense of acknowledge, stature, and then our voice, right? And that's all we need, is a bunch of people buying together, allowing others to find access when they need help. Men or men,
female. I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you. And I feel like we have to come together today and tomorrow to literally challenge these misconceptions and to break these barriers that we face that are so common. And we have to ensure that not only us here, but other women, the ones that come after us and our colleagues and partners, they can have this voice in whichever your field is, if it's crypto, if it's blockchain, if it's AI, whatever. Because, you know, the future of all these industries and indeed like and the future of technology as a whole depends on it. And that's also why I asked Jamie about being an influencer in this field, because I feel like since it's seen as a boys club, as this thing mostly it's a field where men can play, what it would be like to be someone giving their advice to these people? It takes a lot.
Yeah, thanks for the question. Speaking of being a crypto influencer, like one of the biggest misconception, if you could say that is misconception, especially because I live in Hong Kong and I attend multiple crypto events in Hong Kong. But I also go to like different like business stuff, different catch up as well. But if I tell a Web2 people that I'm a crypto influencer, they will immediately think of me as a scammer, especially because I'm a young girl facing the camera every single day. And what happened in JPEGs, it was very unfortunate event. the crypto exchange crashed down and being reviewed as the biggest scam in the Hong Kong financial history. So they would immediately like link me to the JPEX incident, and they'll think of me, oh my god, what, why there's a scammer in this like business event, this web 2 event. And that's one of the common misconceptions that I've been getting as a crypto influencer, especially in Hong Kong. And the other misconception is that women, they like to think that women are not interested in investment, or they are bad in investment. And even though we might invest in somebody, and they will think that we are more leaning towards the long-term investment side of things instead of like short-term trading, degen stuff, which I could see some truth to it. And I do see that like a slightly bigger percentage of like women leaning more towards the long-term investor side of things. But like, cause I'm a woman as well, right? And I personally, I'm a degen. Like I love trading all these meme coin, I love trading all the shit coin. I used my bot on Solana, and I'll trade till like 3 a.m. To, you know, find that 100x gem. And I know more guys would tend to do this instead of like women based on what I've seen. And I think the reason why is because in crypto, we have a lot of like toxic culture. If you just go to like a Telegram group, you see a lot of like male sharing those like meme stickers. And us women would find it really like uncomfortable, like almost intimidating. But I almost see as a job, like a duty of me as a crypto influencer to share out my knowledge to other, like bring in new women to the space, to lower the barrier. To that's why my content is catered to beginner as well, to like different project. And also my tone is like slightly it's more leaning towards the professional side instead of those like using those really degen tone that I know us women will find like more uncomfortable.
I think that's amazing. I'm not sure if we're connected, Jemda. I mean, I would love to meet you. I sent you a message. I love female who does work that are known to be done by men. So, you know, I mean, I think my community would love, if you're not in my community already, would love to have someone like you here. We throw on events every quarter, and it's all free. Great venue, great space, great food, great drinks. Everything's free for our member. And we bring in very good content speakers. We don't bring in C-level executive and bring in people because of the title. We bring in people who actually are doing the work, building the product. And I think you're one of them. Thank you so much for doing this and making us shine in that area.
Thank you, Athena. Yeah, I think I'm in the All-Star Woman WhatsApp group as well.
Okay, ping me. So let's put you, find time, and have you share your things to our group.
Thank you. I love that.
Okay, amazing.
Well, I love these connections that we can make in events and communities like this. I think this is what it's for, to bring not only conversations, but then to put it put into practice. So to go further, we have a few minutes. I would like to ask Christina, if you could give an advice to a woman who's starting their her career in this field, or even women who are interested but hesitant to dive into this men-dominated field. Because I remember when when I first got my job at that legal tech years ago, I had this feeling that maybe this is not for me because I don't see other women. But then once I started seeing other women doing such incredible things, I'm like, no, this is where I want to be. Like, I want to develop and I want to grow here.
Yeah, sure. You know, so much has happened since I started. There's so much information nowadays on YouTube, for example, you know, as well as a lot of women clubs have formed offering different classes. I think if you're starting out, I think the first step forward would be probably read up on it. You know, you can listen to Blinks. They have lots of great books on audio when you're going for your walk. You know, you can just tune in. There's some really good podcasts. Some of my favorite ones are Bankless, for example. They cover industry as a whole. You know, there's Crypto Over Coffee and Mid-Crisis, one of the newer ones that I listened to the other day. I found it quite funny. But there's a lot of material out there. There's a lot of women clubs, women in blockchain talks, you know, is one of them. And I think like if there's a will, there's a way, you know, perhaps finding a mentor and finding that online safe group where you feel comfortable to ask questions is probably, you know, would help you, you know, meet and network with other people in the industry. And, you know, I think one of the hardest things is it takes courage to go and try something new. And I think Web3 is new. In my experience, you know, when we worked with different artists, for example, female artists in this case, you know, it's not easy for them to understand what NFT is and, you know, and how it works and what is what it means. And also, you know, just to get started with their digital wallet, that's a whole learning course. So, you know, finding the right information and educating yourself as much as possible, I think like that's the way forward. And joining Discord groups, there's a lot of information, you know, through those groups as well as job postings. So you can get into different projects early on, you know, just being there.
Well, thank you. That's the best advice I think we could give to someone, to a girl who's interested in joining this field. Alexandra, do you think you have something else to say, or maybe this summed it up?
Yeah, no, thank you very much. I'll remain short just because we don't have that much time left. I think fundamentally it might be wise to just step back and consider for a second what you would like to do in this space, right? Do you want to work for a Web3 or blockchain company? Do you want to become a trader? Indeed, perhaps becoming an influencer, an artist, a content creator. Or maybe one day, you know, maybe you're very much more interested in creating your own company because you have a great idea. If so, there's a whole set of other ideas and about, let's say, other considerations, especially if you want to create your own project or your own company, that I would very much recommend you to take into account. And we don't have time to mention that. So just to step back, I would say just consider what kind of role you're after. Fundamentally, I would also very much suggest that you do double check whether Web3 as an industry or as a space or as a community, depending on how you would want to label it, if it fits your values. I would say if you're after a quick buck, if you're in it for the money per se, if you don't really share the values of the industry, I would not recommend you necessarily to join this space. I do see some women who get disappointed at times, right? If the financial things doesn't immediately turn out for them. I do think in Web3, if you want to create a footprint for yourself, there is a lot you can do, but it does require you to kind of like contribute, do volunteering work, maybe even work for a lower salary in the beginning. These are things that you do need to take into consideration, especially if you don't have that much experience yet. So that is kind of like a more realistic, a very Dutch kind of remark here. The learning curve is pretty steep, but it's extremely exciting and thrilling indeed. And as long as you're determined and if you think that, you know, you have something in mind that you want to do in a space and you feel that you have the right values, I would very much recommend everyone to check it out. And if anyone, you know, wants any help or advice, just drop me a message. I'll be happy to help you think. If I can do it, you could do it too. That's as simple as it is.
Thank you so much for your good, amazing words. I think we have only 4 minutes left. So if you guys could share your hopes and wishes for the next, let's say, 5 to 10 years, what are those?
Okay, I'll go first and I start. Okay. I just wish that in 5 to 10 years, All Star Woman would be fully subscribed. We will have so much cash in our DAO that we'll be able to support and grow and groom, because not everybody is born to be a Mark Zuckerberg, right, or Steve Jobs. and I built unicorn before, and I understand I've been in the Silicon Valley too and startups and stuff, that it takes time and money and connections to build a great company and lots of help, right, from outside. But you can only do that when you have money, right? So my goal is that we will be the safe haven for people who want to build something, and they are dedicated, smart people and willing to work hard. This is not a free ticket for anything. This is a two-way street. But there must be a place for a two-way street for someone who wants to do something, regardless you're men or women. As long as you support female in the space, we are there for you. That's my two cents.
Thank you so much, Kina. Jemmy, if you could share your wishes for the next 5 to 10 years.
Thank you, Louisa. Maybe I'll say something in a broader term, like the next 5 to 10 years in the crypto space. Well, I do hope that we have flushed out all the major bad actors. Because I'm a strong believer when it comes to crypto, and especially when it comes to Bitcoin. And I really hope that, because from my personal experience, when I initially told my mom about me getting a job in the crypto space, she was extremely wary that, are you scamming people? So I really hope that, especially when we have the Bitcoin Spot ETF and all the back actors have been flushed out, and I really hope that crypto space is going to do better than ever.
Yes,
I do hope we don't have any more crypto winters, because that's not an easy time, you know, in this space. And so let's hope it's going up.
What I would maybe add here is that in 10 years, right, that can be almost 30 years in a normal environment. Just so much can happen in crypto in such a short time.
Exactly.
What I really hope is that these kinds of panels won't be necessary anymore. I hope that everyone, regardless of where you're based, what you look like, what your name is, it's just based on merit and judged upon the merit that they bring. And I really hope that in 10 years from now, everyone will be empowered based upon what they bring to the table. That is one of our key missions, really, also with Throat Lab. So hopefully I don't see you anymore in 10 years, at least in this kind of environment.
Thank you so much, Alex. I think we're running out of time, so I would like to thank every single one of you who joined the 4 guest speakers. It was amazing. I hope we stay connected and working together as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. Hope you guys have a nice week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone.
Bye, everyone. So thank you so much for joining. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.